A correction now of an item we carried on yesterday's show. I interviewed reporter Dave Moniz of USA Today on his story about American casualties in Iraq. Based on statistics from the Pentagon, he concluded that the part-time soldiers from Army National Guard units are about one-third more likely to be killed in Iraq than regular Army troops, a death rate much higher than in previous wars. But in this morning's paper, USA Today says that yesterday afternoon, the Pentagon retracted its earlier numbers. It said many more National Guard troops have been sent to Iraq than it had first estimated, about three times as many, though the defense officials said they could not supply completely accurate numbers. Without those numbers, the paper writes today, it's not possible to compare death rates between various branches of U.S. military forces during the Iraq War.